for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. It's day 22 for the partial government shutdown. Federal workers got pay stubs, but they were printed with zeros. Chris Cabrera, a spokesperson for the National Border Patrol Council, says, besides lack of pay, this is what really bothers border agents and federal employees that are working without compensation.
The shutdown was announced on the 22nd, and Congress went on vacation till the 27th. And then they're off this weekend while our guys, and there's many 800,000 people across the United States that are either furloughed or working with no pay, while these guys are enjoying vacation and getting paid for it.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's also disgusted with the way politicians are handling the situation.
On both the Republicans and Democratic houses. Everybody hates both of us, but we want them to hate the other side a little bit more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push a side. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A senator who doesn't always see eye to eye with the president agrees with him on one thing. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is urging the president to declare a national emergency for border wall funding. Graham took to Twitter to tell the president, build the wall now. Graham also says,
I have never been more depressed about moving forward than right now. I just don't see a pathway forward.
Jamie Kloss, the Wisconsin teenager who disappeared 3 months ago after her parents were killed inside their home, is now with family. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says the suspect, 21-year-old Jake Patterson, had no correlation to the family.
Nothing in this case shows the suspect knew anyone at the Kloss home or at any time had contact with anyone in the Kloss family.
13-year-old Jamie escaped the home where she was being held and ran up to a woman who was walking her dog to ask for help. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The brother of a murdered California cop is weighing in on the president's border wall. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Reggie Singh, the brother of the murdered California police officer Ronald Singh, spoke during a roundtable discussion during the president's border visit on Thursday. Singh saying he supports the president's efforts to increase border security, including the wall.
Whatever it takes to minimize, put a stop to it, my family fully supports it.
Singh talked about how his brother moved from Fiji and became a U.S. citizen to pursue his dream of becoming a police officer. It turns out the Newman police corporal was shot and killed during a traffic stop in December, allegedly by an immigrant who was in the country illegally. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new anti-trafficking measure that President Trump signed into law will authorize $430 million to combat human trafficking. John Clemens reports.
Named after abolitionist Frederick Douglass, the new law will help efforts to prevent sex and labor trafficking while protecting victims both here in the U.S. and around the world. Raleigh Sadler, author of the book Vulnerable, tells us there are 40 million people enslaved around the world.
And I would define human trafficking as the exploitation of vulnerability for commercial gain. So if you identify vulnerable people, chances are you're going to find people who could be, are, or have been trafficked.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.